Welcome back to another episode of Alchemists. I'm your host, Gavin Palmer. Yes, that Gavin Palmer. What's that? Come on. How the hell am I supposed to know, man? Seriously. That is official Cheesecake Factory business you're talking about. I mean, but I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Let's quickly check in with Chris Alvarado for his honeymoon tips corner. See, Rads?
Haven't booked anything because we don't know the state of the world.
Right.
So price tickets are continuing to increase as we sit back and watch helplessly. Thought about doing a mini moon.
Sure.
Before the big honeymoon.
Right.
That feels a little, what's the word? Pretentious? I don't know.
Well, if it's just between the two of you, it doesn't sound like anything but trying to figure it out.
That's right? True.
Yeah, come on. I'm just here to remind you to cut yourself some slack.
Thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, just a little get. Think of it as like a little getaway.
It's getaway before a big getaway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less pressure, the better, I say.
There you go. Okay.
Next up, co-founder and fond of only a few, it's Craig Kakowski. Kakao, what makes you especially happy?
Whew, you know, I never...
Got it right there. All the answer you need.
It should be difficult.
I'm a Libra.
Yep.
The scales are balanced. I never get too up or too down, you know. A good meal makes me happy.
Fair.
My dog's smile.
Oh, whoa.
Smile.
What else? Getting to Santa Monica in less than 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's nice. If I can do that.
Oh, yeah, thank goodness our shit is international.
That's really about the... Well, I guess my marriage is...
No, it's just fine.
just in case she listens to this.
Your dog's smile. Got it.
Yeah.
Tell the wife that. The dog's smile.
I think the first seven...
Classic dog smile.
The first seven answers covered it, Craig. We don't need to get to number eight. Yeah. Look out now. Atul Singh is in the Zoom. Cowboy loyalist. What happened at the end of that Dallas-San Francisco playoff game?
That's a great question, Kevin. And it was the play calling, actually. We started with a little hook and ladder, and then we ended up with that play in the middle. That is, I think, a good call. Works. I don't mind two shots for the Hail Mary, but at the same time, I thought it was fine. The clock management was a concern, and that's all it was. It was an error in clock management, and that can go all the way up to coaching, if you will, and I may. And I'm happy with the play call. I just think, you know, it wasn't our day, big time. But I'll still be a fan. I'll be back next year. And, you know, I'm going to do some fan press conferences on how we feel after every game. But
yep.
Besides that.
That seems fair and right. And thank you for being here. Oh, good God, there's James Heaney. G.I. Johnny, which little Green Army man was your go-to?
I'll tell you, I liked them almost all equally. But I hated the one that was laying down because as a child, I thought that was the laziest of the army men.
Lazy.
And I just wanted, like, I didn't know what it was like. I just wanted them all to stand up so I could move them around. The laying down one was not the fun one to play with.
But no, I understand the not fun to play with, but the word lazy seems completely inappropriate to happening.
I hear you. And I'm sorry. I was wrong. And I don't think as a kid I thought lazy. Do you support our veterans?
He's in a sniper position, right?
I do. Yeah, he's a sniper position, but it's just he's laying down. And as a kid, that's not what you think about in, you know, army. You think running. You think maybe getting on a knee to hold your balance and get a shot off. Never laying down.
You think
down.
Getting your ass shot off is a good idea?
Not today.
Okay. And last but check your tackle box if you think him least. It's Joey Greer. Fishnuts, strangest pet you've had?
Oh, my gosh. I guess it would have to be... Strangest pet. This is so weird. It's not a bat. So when I was
Wombat?
A kid, my grandfather. It wasn't like a critter. It was a
cat bat.
So my grandfather gifted me a like a wicker basket,
sure.
But it was actually like ashes of an old wizard. So whenever you put your hands into it, whatever you had just previously touched, you would then draw out of the ashes, and it would be complete. So it didn't have a soul or anything, but it would just be like it'd be like, you know, alive to a certain extent, like, you know, like a machine. So I had what I just grabbed a loose hot dog, and I opened the wicker basket, and I just lapsed. You know, I just didn't even think, and I pulled out what was.
So, if I may, when you say loose hot dog, do you mean out of the packet, mm-hmm. or you could easily flirt with the hot dog and get some action?
I'm not really liking your hand movements when you're talking about loose.
Was hot your dog. Basket adopted, or did you buy it somewhere?
The basket
was just farm.
Oh, it was gifted to me by my
farm raised basket.
I don't know. I mean, it looked old. So, I mean, it might have been on a farm. Farms are so ancient. So maybe it was an old farm somewhere in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, gifted there. He's from Pennsylvania. So that's like, you know, probably would have been where the farm is. But I don't know where the wizard's ashes are from, because that to me sounds European. So maybe, I don't know, Ireland, maybe like, you know, Austro-Hungarian Empire, oldie uh-huh. days, you know,
oldie,
I don't know.
Oldie.
But probably, I'm going to say, you know, somewhere in the dead center. But so I pull out this, remember, I got the loose hot dog.
Yeah, we remember.
And then I pull it out and it.
Like
it,
a slutty this, hot dog?
Mm.
What's a slutty hot dog?
What is
a
all of our seed suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or our patron VIPs. What's that? You'd like to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like, I don't know, standalone bonus scenes we do just for you or video of this that's happening right now? Yeah, Zoom video, honey bun. Well, that's all available and more at the highest levels of the patron support. But, you know, check it out. Go to patreon.com/alchemy. There's, if you'd like to suggest a scene suggestion via email, we'd love it. We'd love to hear from you via email. Please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one comes from Patreon alchemaniac Andy Montoya. Love you, Andy. Who wrote, scene suggestion, a comedian bombs so hard during their set it actually kills people. Thanks and take care. Ticket, please. How many in your party?
Three.
What's the name?
Herner?
Is that with a P?
Yes.
Okay.
We're celebrating an anniversary.
Oh, what's the anniversary for the three of you?
Well, that my son is taking my wife and I. My wife and I are celebrating 50 years.
Oh, and she'll be joining you soon because I need the full party before I seat you.
Yes, she's parking the car.
You had your wife park the car. What a baller. So 50 years.
Yes, well, you have an old take on gender roles.
I do. Yeah. It's.
I've always been subservient in my marriage.
Is that right?
Yes. My wife calls the shots.
Hi. Are you leaving? Do you need socks? I'm selling these out of my trunk.
Oh, I thought you were putting them in to then leave this fucking spot.
No, but do you, I have men's and female's socks.
How much for the socks, men?
Well, $6 for the six pack. That's $1 a pair of socks.
Yeah, I could do that math. I'll take one six pack, please.
All right, 1 6 pack of socks. There you go.
You got socks?
Yeah, I got socks. I'm socks guy in the parking lot.
All right.
Men's or women's? One or two packs?
What's the difference?
Well, the men's ones are a little thicker and go up to the knee. The women's ones, they're thinner.
Well, I really don't know where your mother could be.
Dad, I wish we can get in there. It's a little cold out here.
Hey, if your party's not here, can you guys move aside so we can go in? It's cold out here.
Yeah, we stepped aside. I don't know why the line keeps following us.
Oh, I thought this was a line.
Stepping aside, so, and the line keeps forming behind us.
Well, if the line shifts. I'm following the line, so I thought.
Hi, are you leaving? Are you pulling out? Are you pulling out?
Did you get softer? Why you were loud for a second?
Are you leaving?
Huh?
Is this your spot?
I can't hear you. I'm gonna park. I can't hear her. Hi, I'm sorry. What were you just asking?
Hi, I was asking if you were leaving the spot.
Oh, I am. Yeah. Do you need the spot?
I would love that. Oh shit, car's coming behind me now. I feel awkward now. This is weird, right?
Hey, is either one of you selling socks?
No, there's a gentleman around the corner.
So neither of you have socks in your car.
Okay, he can't. I'm going to get a little closer. I don't know if he can hear me.
Tell him I do have socks in my car, but I'm not selling them.
So who's the headliner tonight?
Well, let's see. Nikki Shit's canceled. That's a bummer.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, he's your idol, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's so funny. You know, have you seen my new TikToks?
Well, I keep trying. Your mother's seen a couple of them. It's just so hard for us to figure out that website.
Well, I sent you the link, Dad. It's just like download the app and then you can just watch it.
I still like to type it in.
Some manually. Of us would like to go in and not watch your TikToks. Can we just get past?
Stop following us.
Don't follow
us. Stop following us.
Hey, I was waiting for that spot. You pulled in right in front of me.
Sorry, I got firsties.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. Go to school. You'll hear about it. Trust me.
First C's. I hope you fucking die tonight.
Are you kidding me?
No,
get out of your car and say that to my face.
What do you mean? Hi. I hope you fucking die tonight. Tonight, I hope, is the last night you live on Earth, okay?
All right. I got that on my cell phone. That's a video. That's assault.
Free car!
Your car just got stolen.
I know.
Well, I was going to call the cops on you, but I guess you could use my phone if you want to.
I hope you die tonight.
You still hope I die, even though that person took your car? That's it. I'm calling the cops.
Yeah, you're at the police station. What's going on?
Hi, guys. Quick thing. I walked here. It's like, I don't know how many walk-ins you get, but...
A lot, actually.
Oh, okay. So I don't feel so weird.
There's a line right there.
Oh, I need to get in that line?
Yeah. And we're taking tickets first. So if anyone has a ticket, just let us know what the reservation is. We'll be able to see you now. So
we got three tickets.
If you're scalping, that you're going to get arrested.
Three tickets over here. Who wants three tickets?
Get arrested, that guy.
She's with us. Martha, over here.
Oh. Mom.
Hiya, dolls.
No, not you. Who the fuck is this?
Did you want tickets for your ma?
Why did you guys come to the police station?
Well, we just kept moving because the line kept forming behind us.
The line forced us down the block into the police station.
Oh,
yeah, so we're just hanging out here, just getting
out
of the cold.
You'll never believe what happened to me.
What happened, darling?
I bought you socks, surprise.
Oh. it is 50 years. It's the sock anniversary.
It's the sock anniversary, but then someone stole my car.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Mom.
But it's okay. It's okay. I'm safe. I'm fine. We have insurance. I did wish death upon somebody also.
Oh.
Well, that's just you. That's my Martha.
Yeah.
Get your hands off me. I didn't steal nobody's car. Get away from me. Come on. Get off.
Oh, well, this.
There she is. I mean, who's that? Easy go, officer. Hey, come on. Take it easy.
What the hell's happening?
That guy's arresting himself.
He's losing his mind. Anyway, okay. So let's just turn this way. Let's not wait in line for the PlayStation. Let's just get into the club. We love to laugh.
Holy shit! That guy's beating the shit out of himself. He's
get in, you fuck!
Holy shit! Ow. We got to do something, sir. Stop hitting yourself. What's going on?
I was trying to steal this lady's car, and I mean, I stole it, kind of. But when
you didn't. I saw the person who jumped into my car. It wasn't you.
I didn't say I stole your car, lady. I stole some other lady's car.
Yeah. Oh, weird.
Well,
okay.
We forgive you.
Well, okay. Thanks. You know where I can get some peanuts?
I hope tonight you have a prosperous night.
Yeah.
Peanuts. Well, that's very sweet.
Dad, don't you have some peanuts?
Well, I always have peanuts.
Those are his show peanuts.
Well, maybe we can give them to this guy. He needs it.
You got show pony peanuts?
Yeah, show pony. It's the brand that it's my go-to brand. Salted in the shell.
Oh, my goodness. lucky day. It's like I won the lottery.
Oh, look. That's the guy I wish death upon tonight. He's going to go see the show. You see that guy right
which
there?
Which guy?
The very, very unattractive one?
Oh, I mean.
Oh, you can't miss it.
Yeah. God, it's weird.
He is repulsive.
I said, I hope you die tonight. And you know how I get those intuitions? You know, I feel. So, I don't know.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage right now, you've seen this person perform a few times. Their parents think they're hilarious. So give a warm welcome to Clever Pete.
What's uppers? So, I was thinking the other day, what if I didn't wake up?
But then I also I was like, time to wash my hair. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to.
10 minutes later.
That's all the time I have. I love you all.
No more.
Okay, one more just for you, sir. What's your name?
My name's Trevor.
Trevor, come closer.
Okay.
Come up here. Everybody say hi to Trevor.
Hi, Trevor.
Sit down, Trevor.
Shut up. Can I sit down?
Well, if our business is complete here at the police station, we might as well head it. We've probably missed a good portion of the show at this point, yeah. But oh, wait. I'm getting a text alert.
What's up, Dad?
Everyone at this comedy club died.
What?
Everyone at the comedy club died. A comedian bombed so hard it killed people.
Mom, you're right.
That's right, Chuck. I'm here live at the scene outside of Laugh-A-Lab Laftery.
Hey, what did I tell you, huh? Hey, you just don't talk to me, all right?
I'm doing a news report, sir.
You don't fucking talk to me, okay? I told you that, asshole.
I'm talking to a camera, all right, sir?
Yeah, fuck you.
Okay. Hey, things happen when they're live, and we are live here today after a tragedy of sorts.
We want you to get an interview from that guy.
Uh-huh, and so...
Talk to him.
Okay, we will do that. Excuse me, sir. Can you come back here? You with the fuck off
what
shirt.
The, get the fuck. Hey, fuck you. What do you want, huh? I said don't talk to me.
All right. I just had a question for you. Did you see what happened here?
Yeah, did I saw what happened?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Okay.
I don't understand. Why am I being questioned?
Well, your set caused a lot of people to die.
That can't be true. No. Well,
I'm the only clever. Person to survive the ordeal.
Huh. What the hell happened then?
How bad were these jokes, pal? Give me your best joke right now. Give me your best. Give me your best joke.
Okay. All right. My dad smells like socks.
Your what?
Your dad smells like socks.
Your dad?
My daddy smells like sockies.
Your daddy smells like sockies. That's the setup?
That's the
that's the whole joke.
That was
that's the punch. That's the punt? Punch of what?
I put it in.
I'll give you the punch.
Your Honor, as the DA to this city, we are asking you to serve this man with life in prison. This man went in with careless jokes, unlicensed jokes that he had never tested at an open mic, and he went and delivered to a paid audience. There is no bigger crime.
I'm sorry. What are the charges? What's happening?
We are charging Clever Pete, a.k.a. Pete Rosenmazen, with the murder of 26 people who were at the comedy show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Your Honor, this has all been presented to you already, so...
Because he shot him.
That is scene one. Yes, we want to close out on an absolutely baffled judge.
Scene two comes from listener Julia Stevenson, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin and everyone else. Wow. I was listening to James returning shellfish condoms with a New Hampshire accent and started laughing so hard that it turned into full-on heaving sobs. The problem is, I was at work, so I closed the door to my office, let the floodgates open. I don't know why the laughter led to such a crying session, but thanks for the catharsis, or catharsis, depending on what side of the Mississippi you're from. That brings me to my scene suggestion. Losing emotional control in the worst place to do so. Forever yours and ruined mascara, Julia."
Dan, can I see you in my office, please? Dan?
Dan is talking to you.
Yeah. Are you looking for me?
Dan.
Dan.
Dan, just a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Go. He's calling you.
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. Coming.
Good.
Dan?
Yeah.
Could I see you in my office, please?
Yeah, I'm coming over. Coming. Just getting some water right here.
Just go now.
I don't
just
see you now. Actually leaving your cubicle, Dan.
Yeah.
Go through the door. Go
getting my keys the door. And my card. And here I am.
Dan, you'll most likely be returning to the cubicle, so you don't need to bring anything. I just need you in my office.
Okay. All right.
Couple of minutes.
Wish me luck. Wish say good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Don't say it like you mean it.
good luck.
Dan, I wish you all the luck in the world.
That sounds like I'm going to get so fucked because of you.
Hey, do you mind if I keep your fidget spinners on the desk?
Dude, I'm not getting fired. He said I'm coming back to
fidget spinners. Good luck.
All right. Just say good luck.
Good luck.
Yeah. See that? See how he said it? That's much more emphatic.
Dan, right. When you get a moment.
Yeah. Sorry. Coming in, Chief.
Go get him.
All right. Here we go.
Go for it.
Inside. Yes, sir. Should I shut the door?
Hey, leave it open. But thank you for coming all the way into my office. I appreciate it.
Of course.
A couple things.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Can I grab Dan for a second?
Yeah. Anything you need, Rob.
Yeah. Dan, can you meet me over here by the cooler?
Dan, that meeting was over fast.
Dan, can you meet me by the cooler, Dan?
Yeah.
Where are you going, Dan?
I gotta Dan. Go see the boss's boss.
You should see him?
Yeah, that's him.
Dan, you're still in the doorway, Dan.
Yeah.
Why don't you just make it over to the cooler, Dan?
Okay.
Come coming. To the cooler. Yep. Good luck.
Okay, thanks. Yes, how can I do for you?
Well, Dan, I'm glad you're here because just really wanted to touch base with you for a second, let you know that I don't know how to say this, but looks like one of our projects on Level C has escaped quarantine, and it might be in the vents, and it might be coming down to this floor. Oh, so just so you know, the animal in question, of course, is a velociraptor that we've attached robotic wings to. So not only can it reach top speeds of 70 miles an hour on foot, but it can fly.
Sir, you said I would never have to use my sniper skills at work.
I know I said that, Dan, but looks like I'm going to eat crow.
What?
I'm going to eat that crow's ass, what? All right?
Oh.
You're going to have to use your sniper skills at work, all right?
Anything for the company, sir.
How was work?
Dan, go.
I had to turn back to the old
go
me.
Talk to your wife. Dan, get in there.
We'll leave.
Are you bringing friends home for dinner?
No, it's just me.
We're out of here.
Let me practice it. Honey, I have to tell you, I turned back to the old me. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Yeah. What do you think?
But the old you isn't a bad you, right?
Well, it's just something I look past. I'm trying to get over it.
Dan, in or out, Dan.
I'm coming.
Go. Get in
wish
there.
Wish me luck. Wish me luck. Wish See me
you.
Luck.
We're proud of you.
No, say luck.
Good luck.
Your work friends can come in if they want. I've made plenty of pasta.
Let me check. Let me run back there and check. Hey, she says that if you guys want to come in, you can come in. I could use the support inside.
What are you eating?
Pasta.
What kind?
Hold on. Honey, what kind of pasta is it?
Rotini with meat sauce.
Rotini?
Rotini with meat sauce, your favorite.
Yeah. I was just making sure. Don't want to get it wrong. Okay, I'll be right back. Hey, guys. So the pasta is rotini with meat sauce. So you know which one that looks like, right?
Yeah, it looks like macaroni, but longer.
A swirl?
Longer. I had a crazy day at work today. I can't wait to tell you.
Okay, so yeah, if you guys come in, you have to hear about that day. So is that
great? I don't want to hear about that stuff.
Well, we're here to support Dan.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll do it.
Okay, we'll
so you guys in?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let me go tell her that.
Okay, I got to call my wife because I got to see if I.
Okay, yeah, call your wife. I'll wait.
Okay. Hey, babe.
Hello. Honey.
Hi, babe. Is it okay if I eat dinner at Dan's house tonight?
I mean, I haven't started cooking hours. It's only 5:30. Sure. I mean.
Awesome.
I don't know what I'm going to eat, though. But yeah, okay. I love you.
I love you. I love you very much. I'm happy I married you.
Aw.
Bye.
Is he not coming back to dinner tonight? He's not.
I mean, I listen, what do I care? I mean, it's more time for us.
A fucking phone call at 5:30? Like, what, you're going to just rearrange your whole night?
Dana, why are you taking this position?
You got to find out what he's doing. I think it's an affair.
I don't want to say anything, but it's an affair.
I think it's an affair.
Well, let's just.
5:30? Fine. Happy hour.
Fine.
If he's not having an affair, I'll eat the crow's ass.
Again, what?
That's the saying. That's how the saying goes. Go to school.
Let's just say he's having an affair. Now what?
Yeah.
Instead of you two celebrating somehow, what am I supposed to do?
You get back.
Well, obviously, get your shit. Like, start packing right now.
Okay.
Let's just start packing.
Okay. Let's pack. Help me pack.
Let's just.
We'll get you on Tinder. We'll get you on Hinge.
We'll get you
we'll
out
do it
there.
All. We'll do it all. We'll do it all. We're going to like redo everything.
Let's open an account. Let's just assume the worst. He's having an affair. I want to pack and open a Tinder account.
Okay, let me take
I'm telling you right now he is. So let's just do it.
Take a picture.
So Julia said, I thought you ordered the birthday card. And I said, no, I didn't order the birthday card. That's your job, Julia. And so we had to like improvise this whole thing and slip the card around the office so everybody signed it. But anyway, Sheila had a great birthday. It was just a crazy day. How about you?
That's a rough day, honey. Sorry that happened to you.
It wasn't rough necessarily. Were you even listening to the story?
Yeah. I mean, the lack of birthday card could be a stressful situation.
Did you know that Dan had to bring his sniper skills back today? And you didn't even ask about that.
Don't.
You're what?
He's being called up. The big bosses need him to be who he used to be.
Honey, I didn't want to tell you like this, but my colleagues are right.
I mean, your bullshit story about cards, he fought a velociraptor.
So what? Your lazy ass was lying down with your sniper rifle?
What? It's not lying. I have to be in that position.
Snipers are the laziest honey, soldiers.
We talked about this, and I don't want to get into it.
I'm never going to change my opinion on that.
We have to lay down to get the best shot.
All right, Private, let me see you in your sniper position. What are you doing?
I'm standing, sir.
You three are making me crazy. I want to see you in your sniper position.
If I may, he was going to stand. He was going to lay down and I was going to kneel.
If I may, what is this, a hippie commune? I need you all in your sniper positions now.
I kneel.
I'm going to stand.
Lying down.
There we go. The one lying down is the correct one. You two, I need a 5-mile perimeter run and go.
Oh, 5 miles, Sarge.
It's 10 now.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Now it's back to 2.
Okay. How does this?
You're in sales, Dan. You're in sales. So you're telling me that you got down in the sniper position and you shot a velociraptor with robot wings?
Yes, honey. We grow them on level C, okay? And one got out, and I had to get back into it. It wasn't the prettiest thing you've seen, but I just want you to know my hands have blood on them again.
Can I have extra garlic bread?
And like oil.
What's that?
Who? Me?
I think he wanted more bread.
Marsh, I don't know. I mean, that's huge. He's been activated again. Do you think he even has attention for you and for the relationship anymore?
No, I don't think so. I think he's activated and, you know, the beast in him is going to be...
And I have 2 meatballs on candy cane sticks.
Thank you.
Oh, I've been trying to get into this place for months.
It's just crazy. It's like they're always backward. I don't understand. But
they're so backwarded. I ordered these 2 months ago. And I show up every day at lunch.
Either one of you like a fresh parmesan, I'm a cheese boy.
Oh, he's a cheese boy? Looks like a cheese man.
Well, that's what they call me in the kitchen. Thank you.
All man.
Very kind. I'm 43. But either one want the Parmesan cheese.
43, a lot of sun damage. I'll say that.
Or if you would like, I could put crunchy candy canes over the top of the meat.
Oh, this prick always up my skirt. I'm trying to get the Parmesan on the plate.
Well, maybe they want candy canes.
Well, it's not an either or, is it? I mean, I'd like crushed candy canes and
if one
Parmesan.
Of you puts on, does the other one like excluded from also doing so? Or how does that, do you work on amount you put on like anything for your tips or how does that?
I wish I was less confused, but I'm going to give you a Parmesan cheese.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll take Parmesan.
And I'll give you the crush to candy cane and the candy boy.
Marge, what's going on? Marge! Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's just been the worst week. Julia didn't order the birthday card. And so, yes, it's a way to sneak it around the office.
Excuse me, I'm the manager here. Is everything okay? This is highly emotional outburst.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's like I'm losing emotional control in the worst place possible.
This is not the right place to do it.
I'm sorry, Sarge. It's like I'm losing emotional control in the worst place possible. I'll run as many miles as you tell me to run.
All right, Dan, that's okay. You cry all you need to, sissy. Let's get you back on the track with that rifle.
Yes, sir.
All right, lie down on the ground.
Hey, Dan. Dan, what are you doing for lunch today?
I'm gonna get one of those kind of frozen lean cuisines from the vending machine and heat it up. Well, you want to go somewhere?
It sounds like you didn't have leftovers. Maybe it was a bad night last night, huh?
It was a rough night, man. It was a rough night. I don't know if I want to get into it right now. But I guess we're going to get into it. We want to fucking get into it. That's what you want.
Dan, keep it down.
Hey, fuck off.
Boss's door is open.
Fuck.
Dan, keep it down. Hey, boss can hear
you. Don't tell me to keep it down. You don't tell me to keep it down.
He went into the vent.
Dan's falling down a well. Holy shit. He went down a vent well. Well, vent, a well.
Scene two, everybody. Oh, my. Oh, my. Scene three comes from Patreon Echomaniac, Thomas Lawson, who wrote, "Hi, everyone. You guys are awesome. Don't stop smoking whatever it is that you're on. My suggestion is this. Satan's lazy brother." Okay. Your name is Randall. Your last name is, was it Cunningham?
Yeah, Randall Cunningham, not the former NFL quarterback.
No, we've got 71 Randall Cunninghams in here, and I do remember that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's spelled with one L.
One L and three yeah. N's.
Yeah.
I've got three N's here, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, the two N's in the Cunning part.
Right.
There's three N's in the Cunning part.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not all in a row.
No. That's, sorry. My mistake. And, so you're looking to relocate, is that correct?
Yeah. Where can you send me?
Well, there are a few options. We've got a lake house in Geneva.
That sounds nice.
Right? We've got a dungeon.
Lake house in Geneva.
Yeah. Well, here are the others. I've got a list. All right.
Okay. All right.
There's a dungeon in Cardiff in Wales.
Okay. I'm still going to lake house in Geneva.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay.
Man who knows what he wants. And the third one is my roommate.
Is what?
My new roommate.
Yeah, so this is it. Pretty much you got a 280 view of the lake here. You might hear some birds in the morning as they're flocking in. Might wake you up, but...
Are you Swiss?
Yeah. Yeah. So we got the fireplace here, dead center. We got one of those like lounge pits, 70s vibe, little orgy pit. So we got that, yeah.
Nice.
And once a week you're gonna get stocked up on drinks, food, and all that shit. So
cool. Yeah, I just kind of hit a wall at the last place I was living. I was living in my brother's place.
Damn.
Yeah, my maybe you've heard of him. My brother's Satan. The Dark Lord of the underworld.
Satan.
Yeah. I was living in hell with my brother, Satan Cunningham.
Hey, bro. Do you mind if I crash with you for a couple of days at your new place?
What the?
Come on,
dude. Dude, I get this sweet hookup of a lake house in Geneva, and you show up?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm his brother.
Yeah! Oh, you looked him directly in the eyes, and you burned him.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry.
This is my own personal hell, isn't it?
No.
Look, no, I knew it was too good to be true. I should have said dungeon in Wales or roommate.
Oh, never go to Wales. Never. No, I just have some work here for like a week. I got to take, there's some banks here. That
you're working remotely?
Well, my work is here. So I'm,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big finance, right? Yeah.
Big finance. Yeah. Banks aren't making enough money. So got to take some souls, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get into the nitty gritty, but let me sleep in your room.
There's like five bedrooms.
Let me sleep in your room. I'm your brother.
Satan, come on, dude.
Randall, dude, you're older than me. Just be nice to me.
Yeah, I'm the older brother. You know how tough it is to have my younger bro like eclipse me in every way?
You're like, Marsha. That's like you, dude.
Yeah, except I'm, yeah, I'm, you're the Jan in the birth order.
That's crazy. So you just like came up to Switzerland just for like a little bit, just like hang out?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you kept on talking about Nazi gold or something. I don't know what that was about, but are you in
round finance? For you too? Are your drinks okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take another round. No ice, please.
No ice.
Yeah. Just like the last one. No ice.
Hello. All right.
He's always surprised every time you say that. Every time we just.
That's a candy boy if I've ever seen one, right? So tell me about yourself.
Let's see. I'm thinking about getting my nun license.
No ice in the margarita? I mean, they're just trying to get more booze. That's what's happening. We got to cut it with water then, all right? This margarita mix has alcohol in it. So if we don't give it any ice, then you're given basically two drinks. He's probably got a pocket full of ice. Go out there and make sure that they're not putting pocket ice into their drinks. Nobody drinks margaritas without ice. Are you listening to me? Get out there, candy boy, and get out there. And
I'm so confused. I don't. Why would you put ice in this drink to begin with? He keeps saying, no ice, no ice.
It's a margarita.
Right. It's a blended margarita. The ice is already done for. If it's margarita rocks, yes, ice. I get it.
He's saying
every time, no ice.
He's saying no ice. He's got to have ice in his pockets. Get out there and check. It's a violation.
You know what? You know what? You go out to that table. It's like 342 degrees by this people.
Really?
Yes, really.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt. How are the fajitas here? I've heard this is the best Tex-Mex place in Geneva.
Pretty good, actually. Pretty yeah. good. Yeah.
You're
yeah.
Swiss, I'm assuming. Everybody here is Swiss,
no,
right?
No, I'm not, actually. I'm not. No.
Oh, you're not? Okay. No. Woo, good, because everyone has been so Swiss the whole time I've been here.
No, Tuvafal Americano.
Oh, yeah. American. Yeah,
American. Oh, yeah. What's your name, bud?
Yeah. Dirk.
Cool. I'm Tucker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got a big business deal.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Selling some Nazi gold, gold, just yeah. a little, oh, yeah. you know.
Sure. You get into any NFTs?
Oh, so many NFTs.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they're not fungible at all.
No, none. Hey, you like to party?
Do I? Yeah.
Maybe we could party.
Let's do it.
Fucking get nuts, you know what I mean?
All right, but I gotta get into this queso first.
Yeah, no, jump in.
Yeah, yeah, I heard about a party at a lake house tonight. You think that's legit?
For sure.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's the spot.
Whose name, please?
Dirk and Tucker.
Dirk and Tucker. I have Tucker.
Are you Swiss, by the way?
No.
Oh, you're not Swiss. Okay.
Albanian.
Interesting.
So I have Taka. I don't have Dirk.
Do I have a plus one? A plus one?
I'm just plus one.
One on there.
I'm not doing plus ones. Okay. This isn't a fucking ballet. This is a lake house party in Geneva. Okay. This shit's high end.
Look, we're American businessmen. Okay. We're in finance.
Oh my God. Someone in finance here in Geneva. Holy shit. Holy shit. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, hi. Can you come in my office, please? I've just got this report real quick that I need to run by you.
Go.
Yeah. It's just, if you got a minute, could you come into the...
Yep, come, just getting my keys.
Okay, great.
Yep, here I come. Wish me luck.
You're safe. You don't need luck. You're like, you're the motherfucking man.
Okay, all right. That's what I need to do.
Okay, hey, you're the man.
Yes, sir.
Satan, thank you so much. Yeah, listen, I've got this field agent in Geneva, and I'm just having so much frustration and difficulty for me. I know you were there for a little while, and you know the place. I just need to extract this son of a bitch because he's telling everybody he's Albanian, but he's clearly got a German accent, and it's throwing off everything. So if you could just go in there, grab this fuck by the nuts, pull him out, and we'll replace him quickly with, I don't know,
Sorry, I took this job so I could leave my old days behind.
Right, right. No, I understand. And if there's anything...
You want me to become my old me?
Well, it'd be helpful to the organization, Mr. Satan. So, you know.
I'll do anything for the company. Satan Cunningham on the job.
Okay, thank you. Godspeed. Oops.
Very funny.
How'd it go? We're going to get wings in a little bit. How'd it go?
I have the duty to do.
What? What? No.
They're always making people do their old jobs.
Well, you guys never told me what your old jobs were.
I don't want to get into it.
Me neither.
Okay. Are you sure? I'll ask again. Hey, what did you guys
do? Are you proud of the things you did in your past that he's asking you to do again?
Good question.
Oh, you were a therapist in your job, your previous life. Is that right? Well, am I guessing, but am I right?
Yes, I was a therapist.
And I can give you a little hint about my past life, even though I don't like to think about it. Ever heard of a 3-point shot? NBA.
No, I'm not that Randall Cunningham, but that was a great Eagles team. Anyway, come in here.
Can you just sign this football?
No. Wait, you brought this to the party?
Yeah. Just sign it, man.
Oh, no. Like, I'll sign it if you want, but I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. This is sick. Randall fucking Cunningham, man.
I'm not that Randall Cunningham.
Oh, shit, man.
Anyway, I wanted to show you the den here. I got some, an NFT of that.
What?
I've got a NFT of the piano playing cat.
Okay.
Randall, who's your friend?
Oh, this is my brother, Satan. And he looked him right in the eyes again.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. I thought I was looking at his chest. It's my fault. My fault.
How was work today?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Really, we're really helping the NFT industry grow bigger and bigger. It's one of our biggest long bets.
Yeah. You never really tell me anything about work.
Oh, I don't want to get into it. We had a birthday party and blah, 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 blah.
It sucks that, you're the Dark Lord of the Underworld, but you're kind of middle management.
It's where I like it, Randall.
All right. Hey, no judgment, man.
Hey, if you meet anybody from Albania, just let me know.
Well, the doorman's Albanian. At least he said he was.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Let me go check with, I'll be right back. Going to the bathroom.
All right, bro.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. You're not on the list. What do you want me to do, huh? That's just how it is.
Look, all I know is that we were told there was a party here tonight, okay?
Yeah, there is. It's a hot fucking party. People inside just sucking, fucking, doing all the fucking drugs.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Tucker, come on, man. I'm going to get in there.
All right. Maybe we're not connecting because I'm not speaking your language yet. How about this?
Language? I'm speaking English, yeah?
But
You're American, right? You only speak one fucking language. If I started speaking anything else, you'd freak out, huh?
Maybe you speak Cashola? I got this. Cashola?
Nice.
Oh, Adala in Geneva. Holy shit. Wow, maybe I can wipe my ass with that. Are you kidding me?
Do what you want. Do what you want with it.
I live in Euros, baby. Are you kidding me?
Look, they told us at Fajita Joe's that this place was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fajita Joe's is legit.
Yeah, best Tex-Mex in all of Geneva.
Fucking legit. The hot sauce is so fresh.
Oh, it's so good. And the queso?
My God, don't even get me started.
Who's that? Is that? Oh, shit.
Excuse me.
Satan's in there?
Sorry.
Oh, hey, guys, shit. That's hey. Satan.
Satan.
Sorry,
Oh, hey, Satan.
Hey. I'm looking at you right in your eyes.
Yeah, but I look through you because I don't give a shit.
Oh. Extreme confidence.
Yeah, so what's up?
Your boss needs you back. Stop looking at me.
I have to go back selling NFTs?
Stop looking at me.
I have to go back to sell NFTs again, huh? When I'm doing door work. Okay?
Okay, but stop looking, huh?
No problem looking at you, huh? You can't get in this fucking party.
So it didn't work out in Geneva. So if you're still looking for a roommate. I mean, I don't know if that's still available. It was choice number 3. Or the Dungeon in Wales. That works too.
Yeah, so the guy that you talked to before, he got replaced.
Okay. All right. I was talking to you like you're the same person, but clearly you're not.
There's definitely like a certain level of familiarity.
I just thought you would at least have it on record.
Yeah, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about, okay?
So the options. Man.
Hey, Satan. We want to say a couple things. One, great report today, man. Like you really killed it in the boardroom. That was really good.
Thanks.
And second, and I don't mean this to be like rude, but like, is Randall lazy?
I mean, like, has he ever held a real job?
Right. No. Or had like any responsibility?
The jobs he does have, he kind of just lies down on them. So like, he doesn't do anything.
And yet you're the king of the dark world underground. And you still show up. You clock in 9 to 5.
Yeah, I do.
Just seems like something's out of balance here, dude.
Man, you've just spoken the truth.
Look, if I could look you in your eyes right now, I would look at you and I would say, you know your worth.
Don't look in my eyes unless you have ultra confidence.
Sure, not me.
So you're saying as a career counselor that the perfect job for me is sniper?
Yes. Well.
Oh, so you're back. You're back now.
I'm sorry. I just stepped out mentally. Yes, uh-huh. I would say if you want a career as a sniper, you've got one. If you want to live in Wales, you can.
So I'm shooting people from the dungeon in Wales?
If you'd like. But I have a few more questions, if I may.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the first. We're going to do word association. Cotton balls. Okay. So,
dude, it's bunny rabbit. Randall, it's bunny rabbit.
There's a right answer?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Unless you want to come across as a psychopath. I don't.
Will you shut the fuck up? Shut up, okay? Goddamn, we got to.
Look, I filled out a 200-question questionnaire for my ideal job.
You pick up that rifle and shut up.
Look into your scope.
Fucking Christ.
Look at your scope. I'm just saying it's bunny rabbit 100% of the time.
It can be cute.
Okay, here he comes. Here he comes.
Oh, shit.
That was a robot wing.
Randall,
can we take out the robot wings?
No, shoot. Randall,
take the shot. I don't know. You lazy bitch, take the shot.
He's faster. He's faster than I thought.
Well, just get moved. Randall, dude, got him. Fucking.
Okay, great. Now he's gone. Okay, great. So now he goes into that small village and does whatever he's going to do in there before we destroy everything.
I'm reporting live outside the Laugh Zone where Randall Cunningham has been arrested.
I told you not to fucking talk to me, asshole.
Sir,
I'm doing that, you son of a bitch?
I'm delivering news about Randall Cunningham.
Yeah, I'm delivering a baby. Go fuck yourself, huh?
What?
Well, happy anniversary, Martha. I hope this was everything that you wanted tonight.
It really was. It's sad about our son, but I guess he dies and our love lives on.
Yeah. Or these socks are comfy, I'll tell you
that. Oh, good. Oh, I'm about to have any. I'm losing my emotional control in the alley of this comedy club.
Are you guys in line? Because if you're not in line, just let us go past.
We're not in line.
No.
That is our show for today. Oh, somebody needs to apologize to all the other alchemists. Oh, that's me. We've got a new kitten, and it was the only way to be in the same room with said kitten, and it completely discombobulated everything that I might contribute. So I want to apologize to my fellow alchemists. I was less than zero, but they were great, and you're welcome. Let's thank each and every damn one of them, starting with Mr. Chris Alvarado.
First of all, yeah, no need to apologize, Kevin. You got a kitten. Come on, you got a kitten. Plus, you do something.
8 month
work.
Old that we completely John McClane this thing out of a dungeon. The shelter was like fucking a 1950s insane asylum. Little cats in rusted out cages.
That's sad.
Yeah. So, anyways, I'll tell you all the longer story, I promise. But I just want to sincerely apologize.
I just want to send a quick message to myself 40 years from now.
I'm 42 right now, so I'll probably be 82 if I'm listening to this. I just want to say it's a Wednesday. It's a nice day. You live in Studio City. You're engaged. You have Sonny is still such a good boy. He's 2 years old. You're doing a good job. I hope you appreciated what you had.
Very nice.
So these are your diary archives?
This is your diary. I could journal, but I'm just going to do it here.
Yeah.
You're going to randomly go through all of this. Like, wait, fuck, what episode did I record that?
The beauty of it was how vulnerable Chris was and then immediately pounced on.
I expected nothing less.
Yeah, that was super fun to watch. Oi. James Heaney.
I just like to tell Chris to reach out. We're both old men now. I don't know why it's been a couple of years since we talked, but Chris, give me a call. Same number, same apartment in Venice.
Oh, wow. Reach for the stars. Thank you both. Atul, thank you, man.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. This is almost. This is always so much fun.
Almost is. Yeah. That's coming. That's circling back to me. And you're almost not wrong. Fun. Almost is the word.
No, I laughed so much today. And so I apologize to the listeners because I know I definitely laughed loudly to the mic. But that's. They're hilarious people on this, and I have so much fun being here.
No problem, Jimmy Fallon. And Craig Kukowski, to you especially, thank you for your patience as I was mostly non-present while looking you right in the eye.
I didn't notice any difference between a typical episode. And I do want to make a pact with all of you that if I am in my 80s and listening to old Alchemy-based episodes, please... Break into my mansion and smother me with a pillow.
Euthanize party of one. That's fair.
It's going to be a lot sooner than the rest of
you. Yeah. Thank you for that. Joey Gerstein.
You know, I just want to say that if anybody has any diary entries they want me to transcribe, I'm happy to do so. So just call me and I'll write them down. Long, short, don't matter.
Can we just email them to you?
No, I need to hear it.
I mean an audio recording, like a memo from the app on the phone.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
And you'll transcribe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what?
Well, then I keep it.
That's fair. Let's thank engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm usually your host, Kevin Pollak. Look for Chris Alvarado to be guest hosting next week. You're welcome. Ooh. Yeah. And tell everyone you've ever met about us. Write a review. Thank you for listening. Be kind to each other, please. And continue with your day and or night. Until next time. Good evening.